We hope your children will be enrolled for that and participate in that, ages 3 through high school. Pastor B, if you do an announcement about the communion basics next week.
We have been talking at great length about how we do communion with the children. And next Sunday at 12:30, after the beginning of the Sunday school send-off here, we're going to have a gathering downstairs to talk about communion basics. And that will basically share with everybody about what the policy is of the Presbyterian Church, what the meaning of communion is, and how it might vary a little bit from one church to another. There'll be opportunity for questions, and then we'll also have booklets that we'll give to each family to use at home to help teach children about communion. So everybody, please come. It'll help explain why we are not serving it in classrooms or anywhere else, but together in the sanctuary. And starting in October for the first Sunday, all the children will go to Sunday school first, and then they will come up here to join us for the time of communion. As a family gathers around the table, we want all the children to be joining with us as well. So we're trying to prepare for that beginning in October. So I'll see you all next week. All parents are invited, but anybody else who's curious about communion in the Presbyterian Church is welcome to join us also.
This is the beginning of about 3 weeks of having our Zambian visitors with us, including our big benefit concert coming up on the 20th. And we need your help in making that happen in a variety of ways, in volunteers the day of the concert to welcome people into the community. We know many of you are going to be singing and providing music for that, and we thank you for that. But we also need your food contributions for the reception that we are hosting afterwards. You'll find more information about all of that and ways to sign up on the bulletin board in the Hope Room, and look for the blue sign-up sheets, blue for the Waters of Zambia, that we are trying to raise money for wells. And are there any other announcements this morning that need to be made? Yes, Marianne.
If you are a Sunday school teacher, please see me or Juliet Chan after worship. Also, and we'll snap your picture. Also, if you have children going into Sunday school and will be, and you have not registered or re-registered this year, please see me as well, and I'll get you registered. Thank you.
Let us prepare then to worship God.
Please join me with the responsive call to worship as you find it in your bulletin. Friends, don't you know? Haven't you heard? God's understanding is beyond human reach, giving power to the tired and reviving the exhausted. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Let us worship the Lord our God.
We worship this morning in our songs in Tambuka and in Twi. All of our hymns this morning will be African in origin, and we will endeavor to lead you in those efforts. So those who are leading, please come forward. We have tried to live our lives alone, pursuing our own interests and neglecting those of others. Let us come together humbly before God, confessing our sin, first silently and then in unison. Let us pray. O God, deliver us from the burden of sin as we make our confession. Remove the scales from our eyes, for we overlook neighbors and a world in need. Cleanse us of selfishness, which keeps us from serving your world. Restore us, O God, through Christ's redeeming sacrifice, and purify our intentions. Make us fit for your cross. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God does not grow weary or faint. God's forgiveness is so powerful, it could kill. And so tender, it gives us birth. Because we are forgiven, we respond with joy and thanksgiving as we sing together.
To call the children forward for the children's message this morning. Get some children up here. Thank you. Thank you for being brave. There's some new people up here today, aren't there? We've doubled. Have you noticed? We can sit down on the ground too. For the last year or so, there's been a picture on our bulletin board in the Hope Room where we have coffee hour. Have any of you noticed this picture that's been on the bulletin board? That's me. You're right. That's me. Do you recognize any of these other people in here? No? Yes. You recognize one of those, right? Yeah? You know, there's another one in the picture, too. Dr. Chalenji's in the picture. Yes, I'm holding a present. You're right. That's a present they gave me and that I brought back to you all, with which is the clock of the map of Zambia that you see in the Hope Room that I received last year when I was visiting Zambia to visit Nancy Collins and the Church of Africa Presbyterian in Zambia. And this morning in worship, we're going to hear some stories about that church and the work of that church that we are partners in as we help raise money for Chisefu Theological College and sing praises and partner with the church in friendship and in joy in sharing Christ's love around the world. And Nancy and Dr. Chilenji came 24 hours on airplanes to get here. They came literally from the other side of the world to be with us this morning. And we're so glad that they're here with us to share what's happening with the church in Africa, in East Africa. And some of you who are from Kenya know about East Africa. And to share God's love as we continue to grow in faith. So let's have a prayer as we head off into childcare through third grade. And those of you who would like to stay and hear more of these stories are welcome to stay and worship with your parents. Let us pray. God, we thank you for friends that we have in this congregation and around the world. Help us to be warm welcomers of these friends, to bring our greetings, to show our love as they are in our midst, and to carry forth in that relationship that we too might be witnesses around the world in and through them and through the relationships we have. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Let me go back and sit with the families. Or go
A 45-year-old Alex Tembo felt a call to serve the church as an evangelist. This was in 2001. He was in Lusaka in a good job for Toyota Zambia, but the call from God was strong. He applied to the session of his congregation. The session responded that CCAP Zambia had no need for evangelists. Tembo was confused. He saw the need for preaching and church planting. He couldn't understand what God was doing. The harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory."
The call was burning in Alex Tembo's heart. He decided to go directly to the CCAP General Secretary. He told his story to the General Secretary that he desired to serve God, but he was told the doors were closed. He thought perhaps the General Secretary would give him a letter of reference to another denomination so he could serve with him. The General Secretary explained that the evangelists are very important in CCAP Zambia, but there was no training program for evangelists then, and if there was, the synod had no funds for tuition. The General Secretary counseled Alex Tembo that God's time is best and urged him to continue to pray. He told Alex, if the call was real, God would provide the means.
At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for."
The following year, the General Secretary received a letter from Justo Mware, Theological University College in Lusaka, indicating that, thanks to PCUS donor, an evangelist training program was starting there, and CCP Zambia was given 8 scholarships. It was an answer from God. When Mr. Tembo was informed, he was immensely grateful. He trained, and when graduated 1 year later, he was sent to serve a congregation in Kabwe, Central Zambia.
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me."
When Evangelist Tembo arrived in Kabwe with his wife and 6 children, the congregation was small and struggling. The Roko copper mines had closed. People were laid off, families were struggling to eat 1 meal a day. Kabwe was a ghost town. But in this desolation, Tembo praised God that he was able to answer God's call. Although the congregation was unable to house and support him at a decent level, Evangelist Tembo saw the people with compassion, with the love of God, and with confidence that God would provide. And God did provide. A congregant, Mrs. Manda, offered him part of her field so he could farm and grow food to feed his family. He did not run away from the challenges.
As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God."
In Kabwe, youth programs, women's program, and men's programs all started. Many people who had fallen away returned, and the Bible study began. Evangelist Tembo conducted home visitation and counseling sessions, and the congregation grew spiritually, physically, and numerically. In 2003, the synod began thinking about conducting a crash program at a newly reclaimed property in rural eastern Zambia to upgrade evangelists to pastors. Many CCP Zambia congregations were without ministers, and scholarship funds for existing theological institutions were very limited. The 2-year program began in 2007. Alex Tembo attended along with 15 other evangelists.
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them 2 by 2 ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road."
Tembo praised God that he was sent by the synod to Shasefu for additional theological training. He could not believe he was chosen. He could not believe he was accepted for additional training. He was overwhelmed that he could become a pastor of word and sacrament. It did not matter to him. 15 men were sleeping on the floor of a 2-roomed house, that classrooms were held in 1 room of the local mission school, or that the library had only a few dozen books. Mr. Tembo's reaction was, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." Housing, food, facilities were insignificant. He could be trained under a tree for he cared. The important thing to him was answering the call to save God. He was happy to learn from even the youngest lecturer.
When you enter a house, first say, "Peace to this house." If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house.
After the two-year program concluded, Alex Tembo was licensed as a pastor and returned to Kabwe. It was a huge encouragement to the congregation to have a pastor. They thought the synod has remembered even us. They were excited and inspired. Tembo praised God for his expanded role and his new responsibilities in the congregation. In his first year as licensed pastor, he moderated session meetings and confirmed women as members of the Women's Guild. In his second year, an ordained pastor, he had the immense joy of performing the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion.
When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, "The kingdom of God has come near to you." But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into the streets and say, "Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near." We are the body of Christ together. Jesus invites us as friends to follow his commandment of love and bear fruit that will last. Like Paul and Titus, we have become partners with each other and with Christ in united and mutual service. Guided by Christ's humility, we work to empty ourselves of all pride, power, sin, and privilege so that God might be glorified. Within and beyond our connectional community, doing mission in such true partnership opens us to opportunities for mutual encouragement, mutual transformation, mutual service, and mutual renewal. It takes all of our gifts and a willingness to work together with our brothers and sisters in Christ courageously and steadfastly, responding faithfully to the Global South challenges of church growth in the face of poverty and disease.
We praise God that we are joining hearts and hands, you in the Presbytery of Southern New England, with those of us in CCP Zambia, who dream that one day Chasefu Theological College and Model Farm will reclaim its heritage as a center for Christianity, for education, and for agriculture in Eastern Zambia. We treasure the collaboration and the partnership, the inspiration and encouragement. May God bless you all for your labor of love.
This morning, our prayers will be different as we focus our prayers on our relationship with the people of Zambia and the church in Zambia. We know that God hears every prayer, spoken and unspoken, and so today we will voice those particular prayers for Zambia in a litany alongside the prayers of our hearts for the rest of our world, the places that need our encouragement, our love, our heart in prayer, our communities and our lives, for families and healing and grief, and for new opportunities and ways that God is guiding, for the joy of our Lord is indeed our strength. Let us pray together the litany of prayer. God of all the nations, we praise you for the faithfulness of Christian leaders in the growing congregations in Zambia as they bring your good news to people struggling with poverty, disease, and death. We pray for their strength and wisdom as they travel by foot and by bicycle to serve congregations spread in multiple locations. We pray for their love and hope and joy in dependence on you. The struggle is difficult at times, and the resources are few. Sustain them with your presence. Chiyuta Mutipulike. Good Shepherd, we ask for your care and protection for all those who are marginalized in Zambia, for poor women, subsistence farmers, young girls uneducated and married prematurely, for people with disability. We ask that they hear of your special love for them and that they experience in concrete ways the fullness of life you desire for them. Chiyuta Mutipulike. Prince of Peace, we pray for the principal and the lecturers at Chisefu Theological College as they struggle to balance work in their congregations with the work of the college and the needs of their families, so often farming their own food. Grant them patience, wisdom, and joy as they disciple and form congregants, session members, and future pastors like Alex Tembo. Lead them to the programs and resources that empower them to teach and lead and to build the institution. We pray for those who are developing the model farm for Gertrude, and we pray for its impact on the community. We pray for cooperation and collaboration among all stakeholders, that they would seek peace and the common good of all and turn in humility to you. Chiyuta Mutipulike. Let us pray together. Merciful and ever patient God, we confess that too often we in North America have stood complacently by, unaware of the struggles of our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, or we have arrogantly assumed we have the answers to the challenges of the church in the global south. Forgive us. Give us ears to listen to the perspectives and assessments of Zambian Christians. Teach us the blessing of reaching out to them with empty hands and loving hearts. Let us learn from these brothers and sisters about faith in the face of adversity, about dependence on God, about joy in God who loves us and accompanies us in times of famine and in times of plenty. Direct our feet on the paths of humility and reconciliation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. It is my privilege to welcome forward at this time Gina Bay to bring an announcement about the work of our pastor nominating committee.
Good morning. I'm sure many of you have been anticipating some news from the PNC, and so I was would like to give you an update on where we are in the search process. We have received 32 pastor information forms, so you can think of those as applications. And we started narrowing those down in the spring, started conducting some interviews through Skype. We've had numerous meetings, lots of discussion, very thoughtful discussions, and lots of prayerful considerations within our committee. And I am pleased to announce at this point that we have reached a unanimous decision to call someone to our church. And her name is Siobhan Starling Lewis. She is a native of Southern Florida. She's an African-American woman. She has a husband named Kirk, who is a first-generation Haitian. And they have a daughter, Soraya, who is 5, who is a very gregarious and outgoing young girl. We were able to meet them when they came out We had invited her to preach in a neutral pulpit, and we were able to spend a weekend with her. And so the whole committee has met her, and Pastor Chris has met her, and we are all very excited to be working with her. Our Committee on Ministry Liaison, Reverend Dan Enfelser, has also given his stamp of approval, and he describes her best by saying that she really displays a love for life and a love for the Lord. She has boundless energy. She's a very exciting and caring, wonderful person. We're very excited to be bringing her to PPC. So what comes next in the process? It's not a done deal yet. We need to introduce her to you, our congregation. And that will be happening the weekend of October 5th. World Communion Sunday is the day she will be candidating at our church, after which we will hold a congregational meeting where you get a chance to vote to accept her call here. Again, we're very excited. We are almost at the end of our search process. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me or anyone else on the committee. We're all very pleased and just really excited to be calling this person to our church. Thank you.
This time in our service, we give back some of our offerings and blessings that we have received to the Lord. We give them back to honor our commitment to serving our Lord. Dear Jesus, as we gather here with our friends from Zambia, Lord, just rain down on us all the blessings that we need to continue our mission to see that the folks over there can have a more fruitful life, and that we, who seem to have so much in this United States, can be sharing with them. And Lord, please bless these offerings that we receive today, that they may go out into our world and further your work. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Please remain standing as we sing our hymn of commitment. In Tambuca in English, the tune will be familiar while the words will be
challenging.
Benge via cusis.
Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Holy God, we praise you for your Son Jesus, who shared our weakness and was tempted in every way as we are. He came to earth that we and all people might be saved and set free to live in your Spirit that day and for all time. Now give us your Spirit in the breaking of bread and the sharing of the cup, so that by your power we may be drawn together and made one with Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Take these common elements that they might be set aside for your holy and Spirit-filled purpose in the coming to this table. In Christ and through Christ we pray. Amen.
Remembering the Lord Jesus Christ, we break bread and share one cup, announcing his death for the sins of the world and telling his resurrection to all people and nations. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread. Took bread and broke it and said, "This is for you in remembrance of me." Thank you.
the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "Take this cup, which is the new covenant, for you. Drink this in remembrance of me." Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes again. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me and you will bear much fruit. Cut off from me, you can do nothing." The cup of Christ for us.
For this moment, this meal, this gathering, we give ourselves to you, O God. Take us out to live as sent people, because we have shared the living bread and cannot remain the same. As much of us, expect much from us in
enabled much by us, encouraging all through us. So God, may we live your glory here on earth and the citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Please join with us in our closing hymn, All Nations Shall Praise Your Name, in Twi and in English.
Tende wafumu ndipo chitumbiko cha chuta badada wa ngongono zose mwana na mzimu wapatulika ndivikanena imwe kumsungirirani na kumkozgani kwa mbasono na mazo wose swi. Amen.
Amen.
Good to see you. It's good to see you. Fine. How's it going for you all? So far? So far? Summer is not over. It's got its hold on us yet. I bet. That's right. You were where it was hot and you didn't have fall. Yeah, but it's been hot this fall for here.
I guess our summer's been mild.
The summer's been very mild. It's gorgeous, just gorgeous. I could take that every year. But the winter won't be as bad as Chicago. It'll be a piece of cake compared to Chicago. Believe me, I've been there, I know. Good morning, good to see you. How are you? William, good to meet you. Good to have you here. You going to stay for the barbecue?
I probably don't have enough time. I have to rush back to the
unit. Oh, that's too bad, because it'll be a lot of good food, I'm sure. Yeah. Good to have you here this morning. So have you had to declare a major yet?
I don't.
Right. Good.
My current concentration is history.
Is history? Well,
luck to you, your freshman year here. Good morning. Good to see you. Good morning, Sujay. I'm fine. How are you? Good morning, Nancy. I'm fine, Nancy. How are you?
Good
to see you. Yeah, it is good to see Nancy again. Yeah. She never changes. She doesn't. She does, doesn't she? Yeah. Got to get people out this way. Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning? How's school this year? So good to have you. I hope you have a safe trip home again. Yeah, safe travels. Safe travels, yeah. And I'm sure you'll miss your son. Yeah, it'll be hard. Yeah. I've had to go through that. I understand, yeah. Not as far away, not quite as far. But my son studied in India. And my other son studied in Spain and in Guatemala. So yeah, it's hard. You survive it. Good morning. How are you this morning? Good to have you. Good to see you again. How's been your first week? Hectic. Okay, David. Good morning, Caldy. I'm going to be here for six more weeks. Six more weeks. Good to see you. Pretty good. I don't hear much from the one in Pakistan, but I always assume he's okay if I don't hear anything else. He's busy. Yeah, yeah. You have a great smile. You know what? You have a great smile. Yes, it is. It's infectious. Good to have you here. Yeah. We'll keep that daughter-in-law in our prayers that baby keeps growing and she's healthy. Do they know whether it's a girl or a boy yet? A boy? A boy? Okay, that's good.
A boy 16 years ago, but then now there's three girls, now another boy's
friend. Finally another boy. Finally another boy. That'll be great. I guess we'll find out for sure in a little while. Yeah. Hi, Irene. So good to see you. Hi, big boy. He's grown so much. How are you doing? Yeah, he was Thursday night. He was not feeling very well, obviously. Good morning, Judy. Thank you. Yeah. And I knew last week that they were calling somebody, so I could.
Yeah. But thank you for all your good work and help. It's really.
I'm glad to know that.
Oh.
I have six more weeks. I'll be here until the last Sunday of October. I'll enjoy it. It'll be hard. Yeah. It'll be hard to leave. We'll see. Yeah.
I'm glad it'll be hard.
That's good news. That's the good news. There have been some churches I've been pretty happy to. Behind me. There's yep. Good morning, Russ.
How are you doing?
Okay, I'm fine. Really.
Did it resolve?
Yeah, resolved.
Your satisfaction?
Yeah, I'll be here through the last Sunday of October, and she will not start until November 16th.
little bit of a gap. Yeah. They were trying to push it in there, but Gina wouldn't let them. Gina was very wise. When I met with Gina, she said, this is pretty aggressive, isn't it? And I said, yes. So the candidate was ready to start on like October 12th after she candidated.
No.
So she understood when Gina explained we need to have closure with our interim and be able to prepare to welcome you. So we need to take more time. So it's an okay timeline. It's an okay. It's okay. You don't want to drag it out too long either, or I don't.
Well, you don't want to spend three years as a lame duck.
Now, I followed as an installed pastor, an interim, who had been there for 5 years. He'd been there longer than any of their pastors.
Well, my church is broken. The only people who had stability were the interims. The pastors kept coming and going.
Yeah. I don't think that'll happen here.
And they kept making bad calls.
Yeah.
And what's upsetting is, I was one of the few votes against both of them, and both of them didn't last very long.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so it's good. It's good. It's worked out.
Okay, well.
And I love that dress.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm fine.
Good. That was a nice service.
I didn't have to do anything with it, so it was very nice to enjoy it.
I know. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing for me. Hi.
You're going away while we're gone.
Yes. I don't know.
I hope you can.
I don't know how long it'll be before I can, but it'll be a while. It'll be a while. I can still be in touch with you all, can't I?
I think you can.